On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
The European Commission says a no-deal Brexit is looking more likely as pressure on Theresa May grows. Brussels says it is now prepared for such an outcome, warning it could cause disruption. Sky's Europe correspondent Mark Stone says it could take slightly longer to get into EU countries.
Your passport will be checked more rigorously. It will be stamped, physically stamped, by the country in the EU that you're entering. You'll be asked, for example, why you're coming to the EU, how long you are intending to stay for, and whether you have the financial means to be able to support yourself.
Later, MPs will decide whether Parliament should take control of the Brexit process in a non-legally binding vote. Meantime, a trial of Operation Brock is taking place on the M20 this lunchtime to prepare traffic flow in the event of a no-deal Brexit. It's in case of disruption at the Port of Dover. It means the coastbound stretch between junctions 8 and 9 are being used to queue lorries, while there's a contraflow and 50 mph speed limit on the London-bound side. Sky's Katerina Vitozzi is by the motorway in Maidstone.
Congestion in this area has been of a real concern, particularly for Kent County Council, who have said that even if there is a two-minute delay for vehicles going in and out of Dover, that could result in up to 20 miles of tailbacks on the M20 alone.
Heidi Skinner is from the Kent-based Freight Transport Association. She's been telling KMFM that Brexit preparations like this are important.
Supply chains are very, very important for manufacturing, for food, you name it. All of our freight is very, very important. So it is absolutely vital that we have a deal, that we don't go into a no deal, and that we keep frictionless access to the continent.
Don't forget to stay with KMFM for travel updates throughout the day.
KMFM News.
A Medway teenager who was caught carrying a knife twice within a fortnight has been jailed for a year. Bailey White was arrested in January and February by officers investigating allegations he'd threatened to harm another boy. On both occasions, he was found with a weapon. The 18-year-old from Shelduck Close in All Hallows admitted it, along with possessing cannabis. At kentonline.co.uk this afternoon, you can see the moment a shop worker fought off a man armed with a gun by throwing a crate of drinks at him. The masked man, who thought to be in his 20s, burst into the Premier store in Aylesford at about 6 this morning. He fled empty-handed. Donald Trump insists he's been completely exonerated after an investigation found no evidence of his 2016 election campaign working with Russia to try to swing the outcome. But while it concludes that he hasn't committed a crime, it does not exonerate him of obstructing justice. The Democrat chairman of the House of Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, wants to see the whole thing.
It is imperative that the Attorney General release the full report and the underlying evidence. The entire unfiltered report, as well as the evidence underlying that report, must be made available to Congress and to the American people.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Updated plans for a new Morrison store to replace the one that burned down in Folkestone have gone on show. The supermarket on Cheriton Road was destroyed in a blaze last November. The old building was going to be completely demolished, but bosses now want to incorporate part of it into the rebuild. You can see pictures of what it might look like at Kent Online. And we're being encouraged to leave the car at home on the school run for the next couple of weeks as part of the Big Pedal Challenge. Schools across Kent and Medway will join hundreds from the rest of the country to see who can record the highest number of pupils and staff walking, cycling and scooting to school. James Sutton is a road safety officer at Medway Council.
We find that most children are really keen to walk or cycle to school. It's often convincing mum or dad that there's a need to do it. And I think the lighter mornings and the time of year help with that. Certainly encourages more people out of the car and to walk or cycle to school.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with some football and ice hockey news this lunchtime, here's Tom.
It's understood Callum Hudson-Odoi will make his first start for England in tonight's Euro 2020 qualifier in Montenegro. The winger's expected to replace Jadon Sancho, who's an injury doubt. The 18-year-old Chelsea winger has yet to start a Premier League game for his club, but has featured in the Europa League and domestic cups. Staying with football, and the Gillingham boss says he's still hopeful striker Tom Eaves will stay at the club. He scored his 20th goal of the season in their 4-2 win over AFC Wimbledon at the weekend. The result leaves Steve Lovell's side 5 points clear of the relegation zone. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have finished the season with a playoff defeat. They lost 13-4 to Swindon Wildcats at the ice rink in Gillingham last night after being beaten 11-1 in the first leg on Saturday.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.